Town of Saints, no place like this. Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die holländisch-finnische Band im Privatclub und jetzt steht eine Dame im Studio und ein Herr ist mit ihr gekommen. Ich begrüße die beiden Sängerkolleginnen quasi von Town of Saints. Wir sprechen über den größeren neuen Sound ihrer zweiten LP No Place Like This. Wir sprechen über die Möglichkeiten des Crowdfunding, denn die neue Platte ist von der Crowd und via Internet finanziert worden. Wir reden über die Straßenmusik als harte Schule, als die harte Schule des Lebens für Musiker und Musikerinnen. Wir reden ein bisschen über die holländische Musikszene, die immer stärker zu werden scheint und über vieles mehr. Ich sage aber erst nochmal hallo, herzlich willkommen, good
hallo.
Morning, Harmen and Hetta.
Hi.
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 How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Cool.
Yes. Very good.
A little hungover.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean, you're coming from Hamburg, so a little hungover is like...
It's normal.
It's like not hangover.
It's all right.
Hangover.
Yeah,
it's actually good, yeah.
I think it's really good. We can switch languages a little bit, right?
We can ein bisschen auf Deutsch reden.
Ja, wenn ich auf Deutsch Fragen stelle, wirst auch du, Heta, verstehen, um was es geht.
Ich verstehe Deutsch.
Und du wirst dann aber vielleicht auf Englisch antworten.
Genau.
Vielleicht switche ich auch hin und wieder hin und her.
All right. Das ist alles gut.
Ihr dürft euch nur nicht wundern, wenn ich weder Finnisch noch Holländisch spreche mit euch. Weil das kann ich beides gar nicht, leider.
Wir können antworten auf Holländisch oder Finnisch.
Ja. Das, um die Verwirrung komplett zu machen. Leave the people confused out there.
Yes.
Let the music play. ihr wart in Hamburg gestern. Das war schön. Das Konzert hat gut geklappt, ja?
Ja, sehr schön. Ja,
cool.
Voll gut. Ja.
Toll.
Ja.
Sehr schön. Das hört sich doch gut an.
Ja.
Ich habe gerade schon erwähnt, I've just told people about the new album No Place Like This. It sounds bigger than the first LP that you've put out. I think it was just the two of you when you were recording the first EP. There were some friends in the studio, but basically the band was just the two of you. Now you're having this bigger sound. Es hört sich ein bisschen Wall of Sound mäßig schon fast an, was ihr da gemacht habt.
Ja.
Es ist riesengroß geworden. Da habe ich mich gefragt,
manchmal, ja.
Woher kommt das? Habt ihr euch das vorher überlegt? Hat es damit zu tun, dass man älter und schlauer und besser geworden ist am Instrument? Oder hat auch die neue Band damit zu tun? Ihr habt ja auch neue Leute mit in die Band genommen. Haben auch die dafür gesorgt, dass es einfach größer klingt?
Ja, ich denke, alle drei. Yeah, I think like we have these new musicians. I really love them. They just recently added to the band and they can just pretty much play everything that I come up with.
Uh-huh.
I just tell them, hey, maybe you should try this, and they can just do it. And I had so many ideas in my head, so I wrote this whole album like in the studio, kind of in my little studio at home, and then I just presented it to the band, and then they played it. And I was like, yes, this is cool. So like the previous album was much more like we played together like live shows, and then we got a drummer involved who played with us for the previous album, and so that's. Yeah, it was more like these live things that we wanted to do in the studio, and now this is really a production that I came up with, and together we really created this album, I think.
So it's like the famous saying that you've used the studio as an instrument.
Right. Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a cool thing to do, and I think
I listened much more also to what we were. I had a better idea of what we were going to do in the studio instead of just playing those songs live and then see what happens with it, you know.
Yeah, sure. That's the advantage of being an experienced musician who has been to a studio once.
Right.
Now
you
know that there are possibilities that go beyond just recording the stuff that you've done live.
Right.
You can go for the wall of sound thing.
Yes. Just record 20 guitars.
Yeah.
Why not?
If it sounds huge, I'm going to record
them.
Leave me alone. I'm recording 20 guitars on top of each other. I'll be back in a few hours. No, it's cool. I love that. I really love that. Die LP, das habe ich vorhin gelesen, ist gecrowdfunded worden. Ihr habt euch quasi via Internet an eure Fans gewandt.
Ja. Crowdfunding.
Ja, ihr habt das so, wie wir das auch im Deutschen lustigerweise machen, mit KR geschrieben.
Ja, ja,
und AOT, genau.
Ja.
Und nicht wie die Crowd im Englischen, sondern die Krauts.
Crowdfunding.
Die Krauts haben gefundet, das Album.
Ja.
Ich habe da ein paar Videos gesehen mit so Musikerkollegen aus Holland, die gesagt haben, ich habe hier einen neuen Song gehört von Town of Saints. Super, unterstützt die bitte. Die Platte ist super. Das scheint gut funktioniert zu haben. Ihr seid ein bisschen über euer Ziel hinausgeschossen.
Ja.
Ihr wolltet 10.000 haben und habt 10.000 paar Zerquetschte eingesammelt.
Ja.
Das ist schon mal super. Das heißt, es hat gut für euch funktioniert. Jetzt frage ich mich trotzdem, würdet ihr das nochmal machen? Denn viele Bands, die mit einer Crowdfunding-Kampagne ihre letzte Platte finanziert haben und die bei mir im Studio stehen, sagen, es hat funktioniert, But I would never do it again because fans wanted to have paintings or fans wanted to have stuff that we built for them.
Right.
And all of a sudden we just painted and painted and painted. There was no time left for the music.
Yeah.
I think we're still, like, we have to still record two covers and we're like, when did we find the time to record those two
covers? Weil ihr das versprochen habt, two covers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great, but it was definitely more work than you would expect. Yeah. So I don't know if we would do it again. Maybe.
I do really like the idea of fans saying before the album comes out, yeah, I want this to happen. So yeah, make it, man, yeah. And we'll help you. And I really like that idea, but it does take a lot of work. And, yeah. And we were also still in the middle of, you know, being a new band with these new band members, and so it was a lot of work coming at the same time. But I mean, we managed to do it. And I think
it's a good way to stay truly independent,
right.
in the true sense of the word, because none of the guys who gives you like $10 to finance the album is going to come to the studio and be like, oh, I don't hear a single. Can you re-record song number three again, right. So it's going to be radio friendly?
I don't like these vocals.
And that's an advantage, right?
Absolutely. True. I mean, we went and recorded this album, and then we went with this album to the label, and we said, okay, this is the album.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, great, we like it, and we're going to release
it. That's the way to do it.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Don't go to the label before you started recording. It's a bad idea. Just hand them the tape and say, please release this.
Yes, that's what...
If you don't want to release it, fuck you.
Surprise release. just do a Beyonce. Surprise release, like a...
Or do it like Radiohead.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So how did you actually find the other guys in the band? Jukka, Berend and Jesse is their names, I think. How did you find those guys? Are they part of the scene that seems to grow, the Netherlands music scene? Or have they been friends before? Not really.
They
won't be friends anymore.
After this tour, oh god, no. They're gone. They're not listening. Maybe they are. They're in the car. Oh god. No. I think we found Jukka. We were playing with some bass players here and there, and it was like friends of ours. And then we were like, okay, we need a great bass player who can do this. And then he came to our show at Eurosonic. We were playing at a beautiful church, and then he saw us and he was like, yeah, I want to join this band. And the drummer, like, so we found him by accident by just asking someone, hey, do you know a drummer? And he said, yes. And then
it's me.
I got a band that is a great drummer, and he's looking for more bands. So, and yes, a new Berend again, which is the guitar player. So we just got everything, I think, last year, March.
Oh, wow.
Berend joined. That was the last guy to join. And then,
he's the fresh guy still.
Yes, he's young and he's single. So for the girls out there, it's our golden card. Yeah. Yeah.
You're young, you're healthy. Just grab that box and carry it into the van.
Right. That's what he's doing right now.
It's part of your job now. I'm sorry. You knew what you were signing on for. So let's listen to another song of yours.
Right.
Then we talk a bit more. Then you're going to play us a live version of another song. And then we're going to give away some tickets for tonight's show. Town of Saints, heute Abend im Privatclub. Hier zum Einstimmen nochmal ein zweiter Song von der neuen Platte No Place Like This. Wir hören sie mit Short Circuit Breakdown. Town of Saints. Town of Saints mit Short Circuit Breakdown auf Flux FM. Hardman und Teta sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. Das sind die beiden Herrschaften, die in der ersten Reihe stehen in der Band Town of Saints und die gemeinsam singen. There's a magic happening between you, both of you guys, when you're singing unisono. It's like a beautiful thing. I wanted to say that as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Even the older recordings, it was really, they were sounding a bit more intimate. And,
right.
And it was just really beautiful. There are beautiful moments on there when you start singing together.
I think it just happens when, when we get together and play, it just happens. We it's very easy to lock together. I think when from the first moment we met, I started playing piano and Heta just started playing violin. It was like very easy. It was just like it happened.
So you found yourself kind of.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds good to me. I've learned that you started playing the streets together. You were busking when you were starting the band. And now in Germany, there's so many bands
who are on the rise, who are basically still busking, yeah. who started as a musician on the streets, like Alice Phoebe Lou, beautiful artist. You have to yeah. listen to her.
Alice Phoebe Lou.
Yeah, all right. It's she's so beautiful, and she's all still right. she had a record out a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and she's still playing the streets because she can't stop it. She's addicted to yeah, it.
Yeah. It is fun. It's yeah. great.
And she kind of road checks her songs. Jackson Dyer was here yesterday from Australia. Yeah. He's busking the streets of Berlin as well right now. Macht ihr das denn immer noch zwischendurch mal, dass ihr auch mal auf der Straße spielt, oder ist das jetzt eher aus der Vergangenheit?
Also, so eine lange nicht gemacht, denke ich. Uh-huh. Wie lange war das? Ich weiß nicht. Das ist gerade 2 Jahre.
Okay,
Jahre
oder
ja. Ja.
Aber, we should do it again.
We should. Yeah. I think, yeah, we definitely should do it again because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we just never really get to it. I don't know.
And I think it's a really good chance to kind of like road check
exactly.
new songs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because if you start playing them and people stop and listen, you probably have a good song on your hands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It can't be a bad song if people who are rushing to their jobs
are just stopping to. Yeah. 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 That's how we did it in the beginning. Like, and then that's how we, learn to have a good live performance, I guess, because you can't stand still. You can't play like this on the street. Like yeah. I'm just standing still now. People can't see it, but I'm just standing still and like not looking, not very like lively. You have to grab people's attention, and that's, I think, like people say that we have a very energetic live performance, but yeah. it comes from that time that we were just in the street, like grabbing people's attention.
Yeah. Now I want to have the street style experience though right now, because
right.
you've brought your violin, you brought the guitar, and you're going to play us Württemberg Calm, another song of the new record in a live version, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so keen on listening
to
that.
Let's see, yeah. All right.
Let me just get rid of the hardcore compression that we used for the talking part.
Yes.
So it sounds a bit nicer when you're doing the musical part. Meine Damen und Herren, Town of Saints mit Württemberg Calm auf Flux FM Live.
There's a war coming, so you better look alive. Hide your kids and say a wise goodbye, 'cause no one knows who they're coming for. If we were born free, then what's the point in fear? I guess that we can't keep our heads clear. Then we will know what is coming. It's coming, it's coming. Oh, 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 state your name. Don't you know you are alive? You see it all flash before your eyes. Just a minute ago you were fine, fine, fine. We're starting here. You got nothing to fear. Saw moonlight shining on trenches filled with death. Just for a second I could hold my breath and stay in the moment. So I wrote my love letter. I keep my word alive. If they don't get me here by the end of tonight, I have all the more reason to fear what is coming. Oh, oh, state your name. Don't you know you are alive? You see it all flash before your eyes. A minute ago you're fine, fine, fine. We're silent here. You got nothing to fear. You got nothing to fear at all. This apocalyptic nausea we dwell on.
Variante des Württemberg-Com-Stückchens, das heute Abend auch live performt werden wird.
Yes.
Im Privatclub. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann mich jetzt schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Euch beiden nochmal vielen, vielen Dank für den Besuch. Yeah. As soon as you visit Berlin the next time, you come and visit us again. You know where we are right now.
I really?
Yeah. You definitely get some coffee.
Good. It's good coffee.
And
thanks.
Thank you. And we'll have another talk. And
Yeah,
and I want to have more of that as well. That was beautiful. Thank you
very much.
Town of Saints, heute Abend im Privatclub nicht verpassen. Und für Tickets könnt ihr anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Thank you, bye bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Well, I was walking in the garden.